Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm. You have called me to this passage, and I'll
launching a new show. Nathan on the Spot is a very popular man, a powerful man. His word gets around the world. I think it's underappreciated here in the United States, but his broadcast reached worldwide. So I just wanted to give him his awards, his praise, you know, for doing an awesome job and staying on me and keeping me on point and just being the great guy that he is. But let me tell you my opportunity and my business, my calling, and that's what I like to share it as, my calling. You know, they tell us in life we need to find our passion. And my passion has always been within health and healing and helping people to reach and attain those goals in their lives. And I've been self-taught pretty much from my personal struggles. But that's been a great thing and a great experience, because when I speak, I can speak from experience. But what I like about this new opportunity, this new mission, is being driven by people who have the same purpose and goal in mind, and to bring praise and honor to our Creator, God. And they've built and founded their company on the principles and good standing of that belief in God, and also in sharing health news and information that is much needed in our communities and in our families especially. You know, we don't have to reach out far. You know, whether it's four or five people, if there's more than two of you in the family, then one of you got something that maybe you could have prevented. Or even now that you have it, you don't have to. But that's what this company is about, awareness. Awareness. They want to give you a solution to the problem. They didn't create the problem. The problem is already here. We're just trying to find healthy solutions to that problem. Last week, we addressed the women's issue. This week, I would like to address the second part of our campaign, which is the men's issue. And that, I'll share a little bit of information that I learned just this week, that African-American men make up 4% of the U.S. population. They're responsible for 98% of prostate cancer and enlargement. Now, all of the millions or whatever people here in the United States, we're only 4% of that. 10, 12 million, I mean, our black men. So that's what, 6, 7 million?
Yeah.
And 98% of them, that's almost 100%. They're 9 million or 4 million. We've got to wake up. We got to stop thinking that everything that somebody is promoting is bad and realize that what Nathan is doing here is connecting like-minded people together to share the good opportunities and advantages that they have so that we can go out and strengthen and build up our communities. We have to lock arms and grab hands and walk forward together. So if 98% of African-American males, prostate cancer or whatever, that leaves a whole lot of lonely women in this world. You know, a whole lot of frowning-faced wives that their husbands have survived, because when the medical system's finished with them, it's not so good anymore. But that's the part of things we don't like to talk about and like to acknowledge. But those are the truth. That's the truth. If you experience it, you know. But if you listen to other people, you can also know. You don't have to experience everything to learn from it. And that's what we need to share with our community. Don't wait till you have to experience it to learn it. Learn it via information of other people who've already suffered and other people who have already triumphed. Because just as much as they've triumphed and suffering, there were people who got over in a good way. But I'm running on. I think I've taken up my 7 minutes. And my name is Ida Morris. And you can reach me at HealthJam, that's HealthJamn, at gmail.com.
What's your phone number?
HealthJam. Oh, what is my phone number? Hold on, let me get that.
803-347-1427.
Thank you, sir. And that's
thank
what
you.
I said. Nathan is the man on the spot.
Okay, Ms. Ida, I'll see you next week.
Okay.
It's a nice talking with you. And I like the information. And I have those pills that came in suddenly. And I started taking them. I'll tell you, they are really
good.
Well,
yeah, you're gonna give us a test. Hold on, you're going to give us a testimony.
I'm telling you. I have seen
okay, hold on. Start over.
Okay.
Come
on. To help the prostate, I received them Sunday. I start on the pills that I have already, especially last night. I've already seen a difference. I didn't get up to go to the restroom all night long. It was great to sleep all night and then have to get up. And I know it's because of that pill, because I wasn't doing it all the time. I have also seen a difference in some other issues too there that I don't care to discuss about right now, but I'll tell you about it a little later. Okay. Further ado, he'll say good night, and that'll be for next week.
Thank you, Nathan.
Good night. Now, we got another young lady out of Bowman, South Carolina. I'm going to put her on the spot tonight. She's coming live from Bowman, South Carolina. Dolores Glover, are you out there, Dolores?
Yes, I am.
All right. What kind of business you got going on?
Well, I mean, this business called Buy to Sell. Been in there for a good many months right now. I got in after Pastor Hill got in and he told me about it. So come to the call and listen to the call and went on and got in and got my own little mall. I go shopping. I don't have to leave home. I can shop. The prices is very, very reasonable. You just have to get on that and just look and just shop. You will shop till you drop. And it's a good mold. It's a good program. You just need to come to the call and listen to the call and get all the information that you need. You need to get in where you're fitting. And just get in. Just get in. You just need to get in. The number... We have a call every day from 5 o'clock, 5 p.m., and then we have another call at night at 10 p.m. And the number is 641-715-3272. And then they're going to ask for a PIN, and the PIN number is 164-185-POUND. That's 164-185-POUND. Come to the call, and on Saturdays at 1 o'clock, they do training. Any question you have to ask, somebody is on the call will answer your question. And just come to the call. You got to get it for yourself. You just come to the call, and I'm sure you'll understand it better. The more you come to the call, the more you listen to it, the more you'll understand.
Okay, what's the name of that? What's the name of that?
Getting where you're feeding.
What's the name of that? That mall you're talking about so good there.
Rose Mall.
Rose Mall.
Rose. Okay.
Rose. Right. If you Google that, it will come up. But before you place your order, you get back in contact with Miss Glover or Nathan on the spot. Now, don't place that order until you get in contact with us. And we have training every day at 1 o'clock on that same level.
They don't cancel that.
Oh, they cancel it?
No, they don't do 1 o'clock calls no more.
I was on there.
It's only 5 and 10. Now they probably have. Now they might have it on Saturdays. I don't know about Saturdays, but they didn't have none yesterday nor today. Because she said last night 5 o'clock.
Oh, well, yeah.
She's doing the training on Saturdays.
All righty. Thank you, Dolores, for that. Business news, I see we got two more callers that call in. I don't quite know who they are, but the next caller is 38738. Who am I speaking with? Speak up. 803-387. Cynthia? Hello. You can talk up.
Yes, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
How you doing?
All right.
Yes, sir. I'm excited. Hope everybody else is doing fine. Well, I'm calling in. I'm excited. I want everybody to know that kids are back in school. Adults are back in college, starting new semesters. You can call me if you need some help with tutoring for the young kids, if they're needing help with their math, English, whatnot. I'll be happy to help. I'm also another young lady with Vitatel products. We would love to have people come, as Ms. Glover was saying, from Bowman. 5 p.m., 10 p.m. phone calls. Again, you can call Pastor Hill to get the numbers. We'd love to hear from you and get together with you. And that's basically what I want to say. Oh, yeah, if you need some light artwork done, you could also contact me as well. Again, that's 803-387-835.
And what kind of work is that?
I do light artwork, drawing, posters, anything of that nature, tutoring children if they need help with math, science, reading. I'm available for that as well.
That's you. I can use that on the poster.
Well, we have to get with her.
Yes.
Okay.
What's your numbers again, ma'am?
803-387-3835.
Okay, and we're going to have a meeting Sunday afternoon at 6 o'clock. On Townsbury Road at the Boys and Girls Club. That's 6 o'clock Sunday afternoon. Every Sunday afternoon we will do a training or update. If you need anything, to just drop in and drop right back out. It ain't going to take us long to tell you what you need to do. And this is Billy's News. Agent on the Spot from Orangeburg, South Carolina. We also have another caller on the line, 843-309. May I ask, come to the call. The call belongs to you. You're live on Listen on the Spot.
Hello there.
Hey.
I'm just listening in tonight.
Okay. I don't get the voice.
This is Alan.
Huh?
Alan. This is AB3.
Okay. So what is your... Oh, you're just listening tonight.
Yeah.
This is
Prada not tell about their business, what they're doing in terms of the business?
Yeah. Any other thing you want to announce? Anything you're doing in the community or what kind of service you're doing? Anything of that sort. This is just news. Giving out information to people that can help them.
Okay.
Yes,
all
ma'am.
Right. So when I come on, I'll know information and news, anything to, you know, for the community, the public.
Any place in the world, anything you need to help someone with, we are here to give business news, give good news, share events and everything that's going on of that sort. So how you doing up there in Charlotte, since you're Bethel City in South Carolina and moved to Charlotte?
I'm doing great. I'm doing good.
You don't come back home too often either, do you?
Nah. Uh-uh.
Okay then. Well, we are drawing near to that hour. Anybody have anything else they want to say?
Hi, my name is Latanya Quattlebaum.
Okay.
I'm calling.
Okay.
Cynthia Shula gave me the number.
Uh-huh.
Cynthia Shula.
Yes, ma'am.
She gave me the number to call me to advertise, but to give the name of my business.
Okay.
And the name is T. Angel Design. And I do graphic design, posters, banners, tickets, anything under that category.
Quattlebaum.
And I also do Avon.
And you also do?
Avon.
Okay. So you
my
can
number is 803. My number is 803-387-9870.
9870.
And my other number is 803-387-6816.
So you can make up posters?
Yes, sir. Posters, T-shirt designs, raffle tickets, bookmarks, invitations.
Okay.
Flyers.
Can you? Okay, so you can do business cards.
Yes, sir.
Okay. We need to get in contact with you too, then. So we just got to get in contact. Okay,
yes,
I'm asking you a question. Are you kin to the Quarter Bums on Edisto Drive?
Yes, sir.
You know David Quarter Bum?
That's my father.
Get out of here.
Well,
now we family. Nah, I tell you. Okay. All right. Okay, I talked to David today. Talking about they're going to have a cookout Sunday over there.
Yes, sir.
So Sunday we're going to be over at the Quarter Bums off the Cameron Bridge Road. Oh, maybe how can I explain that? We turn on the Dover Road. Yeah, that we're going to be Sunday for a minute. Okay, anybody else got any more good news? We need to get with you fast. Get these things out and then we can advertise and get people to understand where we're going. I think that's
do you do
the
weather
best.
Tables?
Small world.
Yeah. Look, we about to move.
All right, Miss Angel. We'll get with you later, okay?
Okay. We'll be back next week, same time.
Yes, sir.
Right now, we will have another show with Friday at 2 o'clock with Minister Parker. She will come on as 2 o'clock.
2 p.m. tomorrow?
I'll verify that, but last week we had it at 2 p.m. I'll verify that and let everybody know. If it ain't, I can change the time to suit everybody. This is Nathan on the Spot from Orangeburg, South Carolina, live. Tune it out. See you next week, same time at 9 o'clock. I'm going to put somebody else on the spot, or they're going to put me on the spot. Okay, see you next week. Enjoy. I like this song, I tell you. I love this song, so enjoy this song, and I'll see you next week.
Anybody in here been through some storms?
Yeah.
If you've been through some storms, raise two hands.
Oh, my hand.
Well, I see some folks didn't raise their hands.
Don't
I
want to
tell you, your storm is on the way. Do I have a witness here?
Oh, yeah.
All of us have to go through. Do I have a witness? In fact, the Bible said many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God delivers them out of them all.
Yes,
in fact,
did.
I want to tell you tonight, you have to go through in order to get out.
Whoa.
Do I have a witness here?
Oh, yeah.
Anybody here, if you've been through and God brought you out, I want you to tell two people, say, neighbor,
yeah,
I've been through. But I'm still here. Tell somebody else.
Yeah.
good that I have done.
Yeah.
You have so many things. So many things. Hey, I left undone. Hallelujah. But in spite of all that, look at somebody and tell them, I got the victory.
Yeah.
Come on, tell them I got the victory. It's grace and mercy. Grace and mercy keeping me. Come on, say it. Whoa.
Oh,
I'm still here. Cast my mercy. You all are telling thank you.
Thank you. Good night, everybody. See you next week. Same time.